My name's Suzanne, and I help care for my brother, who's 7 years younger than me and has schizophrenia. Our family has known that Stephen had mental health issues for about 15 years, and he's lived with different members of the family. But his schizophrenia progressed and was actually diagnosed in 2010. And at that point, I was able to go to America, where he'd been jailed, and he became homeless, to pick him up and care for him, actually without the knowledge of my parents, because there was a big fallout when he actually was jailed. I think the positives of caring are actually developing much stronger than normal, perhaps. And I suppose it could work the other way, but for our family, certainly, we have very, very strong familial relationships. My sister and I have been brought closer together by this. Also, myself and my mother, my father and I, although we've always been very close, even though there's 3,000 miles away in distance between the two houses, we communicate on a daily basis. And it's not just about Steve. A lot of it is about sort of how I'm supporting Dad or what's going on in my life. So that has been a real positive, because if we hadn't had the focus of Steve's development and wanting him to get the most that he can get out of life, we might not have that closeness and relationship. We've been through a lot together. Spending the time with him, my brother's personality was so changed. I knew that he needed to be treated differently. So that was the hardest part, because I felt quite alone. Being a carer, I've developed a really good feeling for my own inner instincts. I'm a great researcher. I had to do a lot of research. Good at developing leads for different treatments and care options, and following those up, gathering information and disseminating that to other people in a way they can understand. And I'm not afraid to say, well, actually, I don't agree with you, even if the people that I'm speaking to are so-called experts. Have you looked at this? Have you looked at that? Why? Especially around Stephen's medication, because it took a long time for us to find medication that didn't have so many side effects that he couldn't function. So that was, you know, that was really tough. The support I had at NUCIS was fantastic. I knew that when I actually did start looking after my brother full time, that I was a carer. I knew that. And I was able to hold up my hand and say, I'd like to engage with the local carers charity and see what support I can get. They're fantastic. I was able to get free counseling. I was able to link into the training here, which I found really beneficial, especially around stress management. And my long-term friends that I've known since my kids were very young were fantastic. Really, they had met my brother before when he was well, really wanted to be around my brother, you know, coming around to the house, going to the theater, whatever. If his behavior was unusual, they just rolled with it. And it was great to be able to actually have a laugh. My children also were really supportive of their uncle. My children were all in university at the time. And again, they'd known their uncle when he was well. Stephen had a totally transformed personality when they met him, when he was coming over here to live, and they engaged with him, talked to me about how I was feeling, and really empathized, I think. I really believe in the work that NewKiss does about carers developing their talents, that their whole life isn't totally focused on their caring role while they're doing the care. Everybody needs outlets. I can still talk to my friends about my brother's progress. They kind of went through that with me. I'm a writer and a community worker, and I have a degree in English that was gained. Part of it was gained in the States and part of it was gained here. And then I also did a degree in science and countryside management, and I was a ranger for quite a while in the mountains near here. I'm also a creative writer, and in the past, I'd say about 7 years since my boys started to leave home, I've been having more and more work published, and I think that's where my future lies, really.